The playground at Hemlington Hall Primary School has many of the things you would expect to see in a playground. There's a climbing frame, for example. There's also lots of kids playing football. And there's also some less expected items as well, such as a rabbit hutch. But amidst the unkempt plants in a distant corner of the school grounds, there is a very unusual occurrence indeed, because there are around 60,000 bees living here. Now, I'm at the side of the apiary, and I'm joined here by teachers Mr. Walker and Mrs. Knox, and Year 5 and 6 pupils Ben, Risha and Archie. Mr. Walker, tell me why you wanted to have an apiary in the school grounds.
Well, it's something different, and it fits in with our whole ethos in school of getting children more connected to local nature, local wildlife conservation, all the things that we want them to think that's important other than Xboxes and PlayStations.
Well, Ben, Risha and Archie have all got their full beekeeping protective gear on. Ben, what was your first reaction when you heard that the school was going to start keeping bees?
Well, I liked it, but it was like a bit different because we've had rabbits and different things like that, but bees, a bit out of the ordinary.
Archie, were you not a little bit frightened about starting to look after bees, given their reputation for stinging people?
A bit, but I wasn't scared when I got really close up to them because we're just keeping the distance away.
Do you get taught how to look after them, and then is it just a matter of following the instructions that you've been given to keep yourself safe?
Kind of. We had a bit of instructions and then we just came out.
And Risha, what sort of things have you been doing to actually look after the bees? What are your duties when you're in charge of the bees?
We've been changing the boxes, like the lids, so the wasps couldn't get in and steal the honey, and making sure that everything was going on okay inside.
And are you looking forward to getting some of that honey?
Yeah.
I was given a bit of honey cake yesterday, so perhaps you could encourage mums and dads to make you some of that when the honey arrives. Mrs. Knox, what do you hope the children will learn from this?
Well, school is about providing experiences for children to stimulate their writing and their learning. Children in throughout the Upper Key Stage 2 came out, looked at the bees, went away and did some, I must say, first-class research on the topic. And would you believe this year's SATs, with a shorter writing task, was about putting together a plea of what charity you would like to support. And the children know that the bees are in danger, so they're extremely important to the pollination of all our food chain. And there were some very, very good pieces of writing written because they'd experienced it firsthand.
And finally, Mr. Walker, we know bees are very important to the ecosystem, and it's important to look after all kinds of animals and insects. But with us being greedy humans, for us it's really all about the honey, isn't it? You've got a target in mind for the first collection from the apiary here at the school.
I have. At Middlesbrough's Town Meal, for the first time this year, they've got a category on honey, and it's my aim, or the school's aim, to have Hemlington Hall honey on that table and hopefully to win first prize.